This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1906, recorded on Thursday the 12th of May 2016, bringing you new letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I am Liz Bryan and I am joined by Ian Robertson.
Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and, of course, some letters to the Evening News. Also on this first part, we hear about the bank crisis of 150 years ago, involving a bank with local connections. This week, you'll also find in your wallet an additional memory stick with this month's Norfolk Magazine recording. So we do hope that you enjoy listening to both recordings.
Now for some news items. Not everyone in the city is interested in the city's football club, but top spot must go to the news of their relegation from the Premier League, as it means such a lot to so many and financially has an impact on the local economy. Following on from that, there are reports on the local elections and the refurbishment of the Norwich Castle Keep.
The Green Party suffered a torrid election collapse as Labour's grip on Norwich City Council was tightened by a margin which even the leader of City Hall admitted came as a surprise. A third of the seats, 13, one in each ward, on the council were up for grabs. Labour took four seats from the opposition, Greens, and came close to adding a fifth. The Green losses in Wensum, Mancroft, Town Close and Nelson, where Labour now boasts a majority of 501, through Hugo Malik, means the rapid rise of the party in Norwich has been abruptly checked. Coupled with seven relatively straightforward Labour holds, it means Labour has 26 seats, while the Greens saw their 14 drop down to 10.
The new Conservative Police and Crime Tsar pledged to bring the police and people closer together under his watch after a dramatic election which saw him oust incumbent independent Stephen Bett. Former Canadian diplomat Lorne Green secured the job of overseeing Norwich's police and crime services after a strong showing by second place Chris Jones, Labour, in Norwich, and Great Yarmouth pushed the contest into a second round of counting. Mr. Bett, who has held the post for 3.5 years, came fourth behind the UK Independence Party in a contest which saw an improved turnout of 23.8%, almost 9 percentage points higher than in the first election for the role in 2012. The role was introduced by the last coalition government amid much controversy, with critics opposed to the politicising of the job. In his acceptance speech, Mr. Green, who had challenged his predecessor's record, claiming Norfolk had fallen from the safest to the 14th safest county during his tenure, said he would do his best to restore the county to a high level of safety and security. He said he believed his job was to bring the people and police closer together, adding that he wanted to give everyone a chance to influence the priorities of the police. Mr. Green, who holds British and Canadian passports and has lived in Snettishan in West Norfolk for 17 years, said people wanted the police to be more visible, adding, "I think there are possibilities to do that."
A multi-million pound bid to transform Norwich Castle's keep into one of the region's premier heritage attractions has today moved a step closer after a major funding boost. Norfolk Museum Service has received earmarked funding of £462,400 from the Heritage Lottery Fund for the Norwich Castle, Gateway to Medieval England project, which aims to represent the historic keep as it appeared during its heyday under the great Norman kings. George Nobbs, the ex-leader of Norfolk County Council, said, "This is probably the greatest moment in the history of the castle since it opened as a museum in 1894. It is the result of many years of work by so many people who struggled to bring this day about. It's not only about the money. That's just the first stage, which we hope will unlock another £8.7 million that the Heritage Lottery Fund has already earmarked for the project. The revitalised keep, displayed and interpreted as a Norman royal palace, is expected to open to the public by 2020.
Part of a controversial £21 million junction on the edge of Norwich could have to be redesigned because of long tailbacks which were not predicted by traffic modelling. Council bosses are having to rethink a section of the Posy hub because of rush hour tailbacks which have been building up at a roundabout at the junction. Norfolk County Council is considering installing a new segregated left turn lane because of the problems with traffic coming from the Great Yarmouth direction and heading into Thorpe St Andrew. The council said peak hour hold-ups caused tailbacks across the old bridge through the traffic lights to the Oaks Lane roundabout and towards the slip road off the A47. Denise Carlow, a City Council Green Party member, said the problem showed the roadworks represented poor value for money to the taxpayer.